You're listening to the Second Life Podcast Network.
I swear if I hear the word Gonzaga one more time, I'm going to kill everyone.
Stories Podcast.
Hello, everybody. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Normally, you're going to hear a 100 Word Story all on its own, but it's Saturday, and that's the day we have this thing we call the Weekly Challenge. I post a topic, and then you have a week to come up with a story based on that topic. Yabba-da-dabba-da-dee. Sounds fun, doesn't it? Well, it looks like Ellison picked the topic of hemorrhage. Ugh. And we've got a bunch of stories in about hemorrhage. Ugh. Welcome back, everyone. First, we need to find out who won last week so that they can go first. And that is Fish Fry of Purple Stripe. But... congratulations, but he didn't send a story in. How many weeks in a row is this? They just keep winning and then not coming back. They're just going off on parades and book signing tours. So, we're gonna go with the rookies for this week. First one up is Brian Baker, otherwise known as Cakelick Martin. Excellent musician within Second Life. You can catch him Friday nights at Circe Broom's Island, but here's his story.
Hi folks, this is Brian Baker, also known as Cakelick Martin in Second Life, and this is my 100-word story on the subject of hemorrhage. It was a hemorrhage. Red ink filled up the balance sheet. There was no end in sight. He stared and stared at it, somehow hoping that by sheer force of will, he could make the numbers rise. But there was no hope. There was nothing left to be done. He was ruined. His family would be picking up the pieces for years to come, and he was to blame. There was his insurance, but it wouldn't pay for suicide. He had to figure out how he could salvage something of his existence, but it had to look like an accident.
I got chills hearing that one. Thank you. Click. Did I get that right? Click. Yeah, gotta say it fast. Click. Okay, Brian. You see, you say that fast, but you say good. Anyway, you can check out more from Brian at ka-klick.com. Now, you know what I'm going to say right here. By the way, thank you, Brian. The text for each story is in the show notes. They're at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, along with links to everybody's homepage or podcast, or whatever they send in for me a link. Now, you can also buy Cakelick's music up at his site. Eh? Little commerce there, little commerce. Normally it's time for the veterans at this point, but we actually have two rookies this week. The other rookie is Sojent, a.k.a. Sojent Harup. Sojent is, you know, a, sort of a southern gentleman. You know, adventures of a southern gentleman in Second Life. And I would love to share his story with you right now. So, I will.
Hi, this is Sojent Harup, and this is my first feeble attempt at a 100-word story. This is for weekly challenge number 99, hemorrhage. So, the other day, I'm crossing the street minding my own damn business, when this motorcycle appears out of nowhere and knocks me flat on my ass. I'm looking around, wondering what the hell just happened, when I notice that I'm hemorrhaging large quantities of blood from the mangled stump that used to be my elbow. As I start to pass out due to the loss of blood, my life starts to flash before my eyes, and boy, is it strange. What's a midget butler and a giant robot doing in my flashback? Geez, I should have just took the bus.
I swear I wouldn't bring that subject up, but you keep dragging me back in.
Thank you, Sojant. You can check out more from Sojant at Adventures of a Southern Gentleman in Second Life, or is that Second Life Adventures of a Southern Gentleman? One of those two. But the link is in the show notes. Thank you. That's our other rookie. Of course, sometimes rookies don't come back like fish fry. One, and just she breaking my... Let's go with the veterans. The veterans begin this week with... Oh, God, I got to say the name again.
I'm going to get it right.
All right. Deep breath. Deep breath. I know I can do this. Anima Zabaleta.
First try.
The problem is Anima didn't record it this week again. And this one's really complex. I mean, come on. Let me see if I can do this. Billy. Look at that scabby blonde girl. She thinks she knows everything because she spelled omniscient. Hope I get an easy one like that. And as a number 5, encephalitis.
E-N-C-E.
Almost my turn. I can't take this anymore. I call this fun. My brain's about to explode. Hurry up already.
Contestant number 33. Phlegmatic.
F-L-E-M.
He's out. Oh, crap. I'm next. No freaking way will I do this again.
Number 9.
I'm sorry, may I hear that word again in a definition?
Hemorrhage. Profuse.
Think. Why did I get this bloody word?
H-E-M.
See, I gave it a shot. I tried. I used all my silly voices. Folks, if they're going to be complex, could you please record them or at least ask your parents to? All right. Next up is Tom from Footnote. Tom, have you recorded a podcast in a while? Have you just taken... I know you've been sick. You could, like, call it the sick cast and cough and all that and maybe do some beatbox while hawking up a lung. I don't know. We miss you. We really do, but at least you're trying to, you know, keep it going, keep the spirit alive, keep the torch burning here, and I'm thrilled. So send all your regular fans over to here, and I'll treat them nice. I'll give them hugs. I'll hand out little, you know, wipe the little dirt from over their brow. And when Tom is actually podcasting, you can catch his stuff at footnote.libsyn.com. But until then, check him out here.
Hello, Night People, this is Tom from The Footnote. As we close in on Challenge 100, I'm continuing the steampunk theme. My story tonight is called Time Bleed. Ernesto threw the accelerator on a chronomotive. Ellie blew him a kiss, and she was gone. About the steam time machine, balls of light rolled over its surface. When he arrived at 2099, a crystal structure encased the chronomotive. Cervantes felt faint and fell forward. Hurriedly, a crew extracted the St. Elmo's time hemoglobins. When he awoke, Maria was holding his hand. You experienced a bit of time hemorrhage.
Time bleed, Ernesto croaked.
When you arrived last month, you set up the hemorrhage collector. Here's a message from Grandma. Cervantes read, shook his head. It seems you're traveling with me.
Hey,
Ooh, more serial stuff. We're going to get all sorts of serial adventures on this thing. This is great. Awesome. We're going to be like this sort of radio serial collection kind of thing, but really, really short. Thank you very much, Tom. Normally you can hear stuff from Tom at footnote.libsyn.com, but at this point you probably either need to come here or just call him up on the phone or on Skype and say, hey, Tom, can you talk an hour about this subject? And believe me, him and I, when we did the interview thing like a few months ago, man, that was fun. Maybe we should do one. And, you know, then what's this thing called? Sleep? Next up is Craig of Wash the Bowl, and I need to say something here. He's at washthebowl.blogspot.com, which is down right now because of Blogspot's woes. I hope he doesn't worry that. I want to thank you for doing this 100-word story thing. It has inspired me to write and record a new 100-word story every day and post them on my blog, Wash the Bowl. Yeah! Another person who has become addicted to the ultra-short story form. The challenge is one a day until the day I die. Folks, you can do it. If I can do this goofy, crazy-ass stuff, you can too. And you can do much better at it than I do as well. And if you have the time for it, try it. And over the course of a year or two, you'll build up a lot, and then you'll make a book, and then no one will buy it. And, you know, you'll have it on the shelf there, and somebody can pat and say, hey, this is a limited edition, signed by the author. I have no idea who it was. And then they'll bring you your pudding and that kind of thing. I'm just a little concerned about my grandmother right now. There's just some stuff. And, you know, she'll toddle along the retirement home, and then she'll get somewhere, and they'll be like, what am I doing here? Question of the ages. Anyway, this is Craig's story, and you can find his stuff at washthebowl.blogspot.com when Blogger is running. I put the gur in Blogger. But until then, here's his story.
Ellen walked straight to the back room of the old bakery, joining the five of us already present. We sat hushed as the baker brought us the mythical liquid chocolate cake. As Ellen sliced into the cake, chocolate lava hemorrhaged from the center, engulfing all six layers. Off in the corner, the baker smiled, and a dog barked. Each of us was served a piece dripping with liquid chocolate. Savoring each bite, we thought how poets live for just such a moment, and experiencing feelings bordering on rapture, we all, in unison, smiled at Ellen, wishing her a happy birthday.
You know, my grandmother makes hemorrhaging cake, but we don't want to talk about that. Blech. Thank you very much, Craig, and you can check out more stuff from him at washthebowl.blogspot.com. Apparently recording a story every day. Yay! I gotta add this in my iTunes. I need to check this out. I need to make sure that if he gets too popular, we may have to bump him off, because we don't want to take a back, you know, that Norm Sherman. I let him grow out of control in his Drabblecast, which really isn't a drabble. It's over 1,000 words long for each story. He's gotten out of control, and I can't stop him. Also, he's selling his music on his site, but that's another story. Okay, let's move on to the next person, and that's Daphne Abernathy. She's back, and apparently incredibly popular, because her podcast, Going Broke with Daphne and Tamara, sponsored by whatever, and also Second Stylecast, not only is a part of SLPN, but it's within a second edition of some Second Life whatever book. They're talking about it on their stuff. Look over at the Daphne and DaphneandTamara.com or a second, what is it? Stylecast.secondstyle.com. Links are in the show notes. Don't do this to me. I can barely tie my shoes. Daphne, please put me out of my misery and tell me a story.
Hi. This is Daphne Abernathy of the podcast Going Broke with Daphne and Tamara, which can be found at daphneandtamara.com, and Second Style Stylecast, which can be found at stylecast.secondstyle.com. And here is my submission for the 100-word weekly challenge. The topic is hemorrhage. And I had a really tough time with this. As I sat to write this story, the ideas started to flow. I had a noir story about a body and a knife, but nothing congealed. I had a financial story about shopping sprees and lots of boots, but it wouldn't fit. I had an amusing story about wind-up toys leaking oil, but it dried up. I finally figured out I could write about my ideas hemorrhaging out of my brain too fast to write them down, but then I ran out of words to tell it. Darn that limit. Who can write something good with only 100 words?
Don't you just love how she says congealed? Yeah.
Thank you, Daphne. You can check out more from Daphne Abernathy at daphneandtamara.com or secondstyle.com, stylecast.daphne, whatever. The links are in the show notes. Just check there. Click. Just click. Just click. Or K-click if you want to. K-click. Not K-click. K-click. I need to get it right. I need to say it right. Just like I keep saying Liana wrong. It's Liana. All right. Next up is J.D. His stuff is over at writing.com. The link is up in the show notes. But his story is right here.
Good evening, Lawrence. This is Jerry D again, and I've gotten back from Colorado. No broken bones from my snowboarding excursion. For a 60-year-old who had never skied nor snowboarded before, I think I did quite well. I actually got up to the bunny slope and was sliding down the hill pretty well. There were a number of, shall we say, face plants. Anyway, I got back in time to put together a short story for the 100-word podcast, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. So, once again, keeping it brief, here's my story. Last night I hold a letter and slept, and so I wish that I could stay. Taught me the word hemorrhage in medical school. Such a descriptive word. I like to hear the word. They taught me to use a scalpel to relieve human suffering. That's what I do. Relieve suffering. I have helped many who suffered great pain. I have helped her. She lies in a heap on the bricks of the alley. I watch as the blood pools about her, blacked by the light of the gas lamp. She had called to me from the alley, and I could hear the pain in her voice. Stepping close, I said, "Just call me Jack."
I like it when it's evil. Give it to me, evil, baby. Thank you, JD. You can check out more from writing.com. The link is in the show notes. Look for JD White. Next up is, this is going to be fun. More series. Terry T from Quiet Time Podcast. He used to be Old Coot, but he's now Quiet Time. And there's some good music that he brings out, too. And, it's pretty cool to listen while at work, and it's like, it's quiet time, and people come up to me and say, "Hey, can you do this for me?" Shh, it's quiet time. Link to quiettimepodcast.com is in the show notes, but you can just type that all out. You know how to spell quiet. You know how to spell time. You know how to spell podcast, don't you? And most of all, you know that this is yet another episode. What, Nart? No, what? What do you want? No. He wants a skateboard. No, you can't have a skateboard. Same to you. Anyway, here's Terry's story.
Hidey-ho, neighbors. This is Terry T. from A Quiet Time Podcast with my entry for weekly challenge number 99, Hemorrhage. It's titled Stranded, Part 6. Fuel. Glorious fuel. I started early in the morning searching the cargo wreckage. I had just about given up finding anything worthwhile. And then I found it. Fuel, glorious fuel. With it came hemorrhage. Now I can hemorrhage in the morning, hemorrhage at noon, and hemorrhage at night. I'd forgotten how I enjoyed fuel in their hemorrhage. No, not fuel as in gas. Fuel the band. The best of fuel CD I brought. There's nothing like a little hemorrhage in the morning to get you going. This is Josh Jones, Survivor, signing off.
Cool! More PodSafe music! I'll keep telling myself that until they come for me. You can check out more from Terry, thank you for the story, at quiettimepodcast.com. Okay, folks, we're going to learn how to say the word Leana. You say lay, e, ah, na, lay, e, ah, na. Leana. I'm going to start saying that right from now on. I'm going to make it my goal. I'm going to wake up every morning and shout that. That's going to scare the crap out of my wife and Nardo. Leana can be found at hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com. But you don't want to travel that far right now. You know, save your energy. Build up your strength. Here, have a Knish. Listen to her here.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Hey everyone, Leana here from Hodgepodge Point. And if you haven't guessed, today, Saturday, March 8th, is my birthday. I'm not ashamed to say how old I am. 33. 33 and still naive. So for this week's challenge number 99, hemorrhage, ooh, we're almost there. I have the following story titled, Shocking Changes in Perception. The day heaven rained down on us was a Tuesday. It wasn't harps and halos, but there was no doubt in the location. A sunny day turned suddenly dark, with black clouds slithering, lightning temporarily blinding us, and thunder keeping everyone staring with hands clasped over ears. Maybe hours passed, but it seemed seconds. The sky opened up, and from nowhere, heaven began hemorrhaging beautiful angels with burnt wings. They plopped to the ground like wet towels. Turning to the man I just knew was the devil, he smiled back, saying, "Not my doing. I think someone is cleaning house."
Oh, wait. I don't know. Should I do the evil? Happy birthday to you. I can't do that. I'm not going to sing either. I'm not a bad singer. I just... Happy birthday, Liana. And 33? You're still young. All right. You can check out more from Liana at hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com. But you can also check her out if you just go and... There! Now, that works there. I guess you gotta know your... Next up is Guy David of GuyDavid.com. He provides the excellent and peppy music at the beginning and ending of this podcast, as well as the peppy music within his stories. Also, he's going to be ramping up the Night Guy again.
I've been wanting my 16th in electronica. I need it badly.
Until then, here's his story.
Hi there, and welcome to another weekly challenge. I'm Guy, and guess what? My podcasts are coming back. Look for me on nightguy.podshow.com. And now for this week's story. They called him the Hammerage Man. He would bleed for them at the snap of a finger, the blink of an eye, and he loved it. They would circle him like vultures, thirsty for him, and he would feed them, every last one of them, and still, blood would pour, never-ending streams of it, red, fresh, satisfying. They called her Pale Fountain. She was a stream of water, the sun dancing between her clear shores, forever smiling. She was beauty in her eternal youthful essence. They made a strange couple, but when they made love, blood and water united.
Poetic, ravishing, beautiful. Those are the things that I use to describe Guy David and his stories. You can check out more from Guy David at guydavid.com. Thank you, Guy. And nightguy.podshow.com. If Podsuck still exists, you know, it might not. I don't know. Any moment now. The island vanished. I have such fond memories there. I mean, I remember doing the Cinco de Mayo party there. It was just fun and designing for it, and then all the bad things started happening, and I just want to hold on to the good memories, and well, now it's gone. We have one more story this week before we close things up, and we all know who it's going to be. We all know who it's going to be. It's Planet Z. Once upon a time, before all this crap they air now, MTV used to play these things called music videos. Duran Duran and Weird Al and Pat Benatar and all these performers lip-syncing to crazy-ass mini-movies and animations. Whatever they thought would convince people to buy more of their music. Then there was Nina and her 99 love balloons, a foreign anti-war message set to a pop beat. Red balloons, mistaken for a strange aircraft. War breaks out and cities are destroyed? No. It never happened that way. Thanks to MTV, our culture hemorrhaged into garbage and incivility. Shut it off. Now. And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories about hemorrhage. Thanks to everyone who participated this week, and good luck in the voting. What? The voting? Yeah, that takes place on the website, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Pick your favorite stories from this week, and the winners will go first in next week's weekly challenge. Also, that sets up the 100th weekly challenge. Details are going to be posted soon. And the topic, which Fish Fry gets to pick, even though he didn't send in a story. Which means for the next 100, we are going to have ourselves a little bit of a policy change. If you win the weekly challenge, but you don't turn in a story for the next one, you won't be picking the topic. Nope, that'll go to the person who's in next place, or if I just go through all the topics and I'll pick out somebody else. So really, that's an incentive to keep on trucking, to keep coming back. Yeah, it's great that you won, but please, don't just do a hit and run. Come back. Come back. Stay a while. Here, have a knish. Come on, I paid a lot for these knishes. Don't let these knishes go cold. Also up at the podcasting.isfullofcrap.com website, RSS feeds, one click subscribe to iTunes, Podcast Ready, and all sorts of other directories. The music for the opening and closing of this podcast were provided by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. It's not just great, but he also does great work, and you should check him out. And if you need music for your podcast, hey, drop him a line. Also, this podcast is a part of the Second Life Podcasting Network, slpodcast.net. You can check out all sorts of great podcasts there. And most importantly, washthebowl.blogspot.com. He's going to start doing this stuff. Great! More 100-word stories to check out, folks. Pretty soon, your iPod is just going to be full of them. And by the way, if you do fill your iPod with this podcast, it will take up less than 2 gigs. The entire archive set, not including the promos and a few others that I've pulled out, it's about 1.7 gig at this point. Not bad. You can have it with you and just random play and have all sorts of crazy stuff. Okay, there will be the usual stuff tomorrow, and then on Saturday, another one of these weekly challenges. I'm going to post the topic in a little bit. It's going to be for the 100th weekly challenge. There are going to be prizes available. This is going to be big. It's not every time that your sub-podcast goes 100 episodes, even though I think the main podcast is about 1450. You know, some people think it's just the weekly challenges. So, 100, the big 10, uno, whatever-o. Thank you once again for listening and sending in your stories and just being you. And, as always, keep it brief. Closing.